Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Harley Boss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting third. The left fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gordon Rhodes. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gordon Rhodes. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Sissel reaches second base with a double. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber misplays the ball. That's an error on Werber. Sissel moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Averill reaches second base with a double. Sissel scores. Burnett moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber bunts towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Cook reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver throws the ball into Werber who tags Averill trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Porter scores. It's 2-1, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 0 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cook hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2. And the Red Sox won. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0 for 1 in the game. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Com moves to third. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus strikes out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Alexander moves to second. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive towards short. Burnett catches it and throws to second to double up Alexander. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sissel takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a fly ball towards left. Cook settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Cook. Sissel goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Werber reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cook is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0 for 2 in the game. Boss hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hoddap reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kahm hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hoddap settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 2 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kahm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kahm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sissel hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 2 in the game. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 3 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0 for 3 in the game. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boss for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Oral Hildebrand now pitching. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly pinch hits for Gordon Rhodes. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.